Coleman and Astor by Michael McStay. With Stephen Thorne as Inspector Ronald Coleman and Joe Dunlop as Sergeant Fred Astor. No harm done.
I'd rather look after me gran.
What's wrong with Casey's then?
Nothing's wrong with Casey's. It's you, isn't it?
Oh, get off.
Oi, Danny. You coming then?
Yeah, right.
You going with your mate? The greasy one?
That's right.
Oh, well, that's it then.
Well, what's wrong with him then?
Get oil all over your skirt.
Yeah, all over your bum.
Well, he works in a garage, don't he?
Well, he could wash his bloody hands, couldn't he?
Before he starts to grow up your bum.
They coming?
Nah,
stupid toast.
Yeah. Oh, evening, Ma.
Where are you going then?
Up centre.
Yeah, get a few quid, spend a few quid.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't be like that, Ma.
Who's he going to be tonight? Some poor old age pensioner?
Turn it in, Ma.
Yeah, come on, we never duffed up any OAPs.
Who did poor old Sidney Jackman in?
Oh, give over. He was well pissed.
Walked into a bloody wall.
That's what you say.
Your toy boy, was he, Ma?
Oh, you were getting some there, were you, Ma?
Yes, saucy sods.
Aye, that's us, Ma. Here,
come on.
Here, you
over.
Stop that.
Come here, come
here.
Pass it on.
Chip
it. Trousers on the ball.
Good
he goes
shot.
The wing.
Come on, get round me.
One man, two.
Yes, oh, all.
Lovely eyes.
Pass it all. Great Berg.
Bugger.
You stupid son.
It wasn't me. You should have controlled it.
You come back here. Clean it up.
Bloody hooligans.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Blackman. It was Danny Fields.
I know who it was.
I'll get a brush.
It's all right, Ma. I'll do it. They don't think about people's kids.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
You're going with Danny and Pat, ain't you?
No. I gotta look after me gran.
She'll be all right for an hour.
My dad'll kill me. She's senile.
Well, she won't know anything then.
Anyway, why should I?
You know why.
Yeah, I know why.
Hang on a minute, Maureen.
Get a move on then.
No, I could really fancy you. I love you. Honest.
Do ya?
You know I do.
Well, if I do, no sodding about.
Of course not.
You mistake my bloody stupid.
Listen to those two.
Bloody good minded belt you want.
I don't know why people get married in the first place.
Will I see you then?
Bloody where were you?
I told you where I was. I went to see my sister.
What? All night?
Why don't you shut up, Tomo?
You don't even like your bloody sister.
I want to watch this programme.
So what do you want to see her for all of a sudden?
Because she's my sister!
Shut up, you black git!
He's going to kill you one day, always calling him a black git.
All bloody night.
Oh, do leave off.
It's her old man, ain't it?
Now what you're talking about?
Your bloody sister.
You're off your head, do you know that?
Well, I'm going to sort him out. Then I'm going to sort you out.
You want to sort your bloody self out? Now where are you going?
I'm going down the pub.
Oh, well, that'll make a change, that will. Don't shut up, you black git.
Oh, there it is. The Gantry Estate. Some people call it home.
I've seen worse.
Yeah, I know. How long you been in the force?
He's got a degree, though, Vic.
Oh, yeah, what's that in, then? Botany or basket weaving, Terry?
All right, Vic, I'm just saying. Some of those South London estates are pretty nasty.
Well, it's good of you to share your experience with us country coppers, Terry. Wasted down here you are.
Anyway, there are other reasons for being down here.
How are things going there?
I see it when I can.
Oh, well, that's the problem.
You know, I don't understand you, Terry. You got yourself a nice girl and a soft job behind a desk.
You spend all your spare time out in the cars.
She's not free tonight.
What's the weight you down the pub having a quiet pint?
Right, take your chances while you can.
Because I want to get on.
Ah.
I want to get into CID.
Oh, you listen to Dave. Forget it. Keep out the firing line, keep your head down and mind your own business.
I've had 3 broken ribs, a knife in and false teeth top and bottom.
That's just from the missus.
Yeah.
So, why do you do it? There you are, then.
I believe the advertisements.
Yeah, right. Let's move.
Right, you are.
Where to now?
As far away from here as possible.
What do you mean?
When the trouble starts?
Saturday night on the gantry, Terry. We stay clear.
A no-go area?
We don't have no-go areas, Terry. You know that.
What Vic means is there's just one or two places that we don't go to if we can help it.
Yeah, try and find ourselves a harmless drunk or two.
Tomo Thompson,
eh?
Tomo Thompson over there.
Oh, one of the reasons you don't hang around here.
Yeah, steaming off to the pub to get a skinful before he puts a bottle in somebody's face.
Yeah, look at him. Boy, somebody's going to get theirs tonight.
What's up, Terry? You got nothing to say?
Somebody ought to be doing something.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, Dave.
Right.
Evening, Tomo.
Yeah, it might be. You can never tell.
Usual?
Yeah. And put a large one on the side.
GG's come up, haven't they?
Bloody gyro check.
I'd be out of business if it wasn't for the welfare state.
Yeah, keep voting Tory. Keep the jobless jobless.
Yeah. And, what is it, bells?
Yeah, bells. Knock 7 bloody bells out of them.
What's that?
Nothing. Nothing. Cheers.
Kathy Pegram. It's personal. I told you, Sergeant Astor. Look, is she there? Tell her it's Fred Astor. You're G'ing me up, aren't you? Haven't you got anything better to do on a Saturday night? Thanks. Hey, and listen, if anybody else rings up and says it's personal, I want to know. Hi, Kathy, it's me. Now look, don't start shouting at me. No, I know you don't. No, I didn't mean that. No, well, look, just listen. I can't make it tonight. No. No, well, look, can I just explain?
All hell's broken out. A storm in a teacup, of course. We've handled the media successfully before, and we'll do so again.
Yes. I once went on one of those courses, How to Handle the Media. It was run by one of those BBC television journalists.
I wonder what the converse is of the blind leading the blind.
I think the only thing I did learn was not to trust them.
Journalists?
The media. Any of them.
Well, I defend our record, Inspector. We can always improve, of course. However, we both know that this television
crew... Monday. Morning?
First thing. I think we understand that despite their brief to assess the relation between drug dependency among young people and the increase in robbery and violent crime...
Well, there's no question.
If I may finish, Inspector.
Sorry, ma'am.
The
relationship
yes,
between...
Yes, yeah. The point is that the Chief is quite convinced that the actual purpose of this programme is to mount another attack on the failure of the force to make any significant impact on crime in general... thereby undermining morale even further.
Well, if everyone, from politicians to prison reform groups, would just let us get on with our job, we might well manage to nick a few more villains.
I hope you won't say anything like that to the television people.
Oh, I shall be a veritable Uriah Heep, so humble.
I'm taking this very seriously, Inspector.
So am I, ma'am. But it's now turned 8 o'clock. My wife has invited some people to dinner, and I haven't managed to have a sniff of a whiskey yet.
I'm sorry. I do actually keep a bottle of sherry.
No. Thank you, ma'am. I'd rather have one when I get home.
We've a great deal of work ahead of us. I don't want these people to catch us on the hop.
They won't.
I wish I shared your confidence.
Well, there's nothing more that I can do here. I've told my wife to start dinner without me. I shall probably have to settle for a sandwich. And then gaze benignly at my guests over a very large malt as they pick over the remains of a casserole of pheasant whilst demolishing some of my better wines.
Inspector, Your department is obviously the one that will come under the closest scrutiny.
I've instructed Sergeant Astor to prepare full reports on crimes committed in our area over the last 3 months. Crimes solved, convictions obtained, and how many of these can be directly drug-related. My own opinion is that it's a complete waste of their time and ours.
Do you trust him?
Fred? With my life?
Good. Because it may come to that, Inspector. Certainly your professional life.
Another shop closed down last week. We know local trade around here soon. Another one?
No, that'll do. I might drop into the unicorn.
Right. See you tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
Night, Tomo.
Good night, Tomo.
Dear, oh dear. Yes, he might drop into the unicorn. Then he might drop into King's Head. Then he might drop into the flag. And oh, thank God he's gone from here while he's still sober.
Yeah, I wish he'd dropped dead.
Good night, Fred. I'm away.
It's all right for some.
Oh, do I detect a note of discontent?
You certainly do, sir.
Well, if I don't go now, I shall miss Margaret's dinner party completely. I'll make it up to you, Fred.
Oh, no, no, it's not me, sir. That poor wee lassie who's been deprived of the pleasure of my company this evening.
I'm truly sorry. You had a date?
It does happen, sir.
Well, you should have said.
Would have made any difference.
None whatsoever.
Oh, well, I'll have it finished in a few hours.
Good man. I shall be in very early on Monday. No, Fred, I'm off tomorrow. I have a lunch engagement that I'm actually looking forward to.
Well, will I show this to Babs?
No, we can handle it. Superintendent Beecham is panicking.
I don't believe that.
Well, she denies it, but beneath the unruffled exterior, she's concerned that none of us should be caught with our pants down.
She's the one that carries the can.
Penalties of high office.
I feel sorry for her.
Not half as sorry as you'll feel for yourself if I have to carry a can for that report. Let me not distract you any longer, Fred.
No. Good night, sir. Enjoy your weekends.
Hey, give us another of these, will you?
All right, all right.
Come on, come on.
What's your hurry, Tomo? I'm not closing for a while.
Just do these again, will you?
All right, don't take it out on me.
Take what out?
I don't know, whatever it is that's worrying you.
Just give us a bloody drink.
I only work here. Take it out on the wife.
What?
Nothing, nothing.
What about my wife?
Look, Tomo, it's just a turn of phrase, as they say.
I know what she's been doing. I know what she's been bloody doing.
Oh, well, I'm sure I don't. Here, that'll be £2.
So you keep your bloody mouth shut, because I'll stuff you.
Promises.
Now you tell me what you mean about my wife, or I'll stuff this glass.
Tomo, I don't know anything. I mean, it was a joke, you know?
Well, I'm not bloody joking. I know what she's been doing.
Look, Tomo.
And I know who the bastard is. Or I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill them both, see?
No, just get off. I'm going back to my gram.
Come on, what's wrong?
I wouldn't have come out if I'd known.
Come on, please. I ain't gonna...
Don't!
Oh,
get off me,
God,
you dirty sod!
Oh, you didn't have to do that, you stupid...
It's you. I wasn't expecting you. What do you want?
I'm watching the film.
Kathy, it's taken me this long. 15 minutes. Half an hour at most, then I could be with you. No. A cup of coffee and 10 minutes chat. Look, Kathy, I've had a long day. And if I were to turn up on your doorstep, you wouldn't turn a poor copper away on a night like this, would you? Right. I'll take the chance. I'll be as quick as I can. Don't know why I bother.
Tomo? Hello? Is anybody home?
Yeah, let's get out, Pat.
Shut up.
There's nobody home.
You wouldn't leave that door open. Christ!
Oh my God! Mrs. Thompson,
don't touch her. For God's sake, leave her alone.
Is she? Yeah, I reckon.
Well, we've got to tell someone.
Don't be so bloody stupid, Danny.
We've got to do something.
Yeah,
see what we can find.
For God's sake, Pat.
Shut up. I got a score, Danny.
But you
haven't touched anything.
No.
Right, get the telly.
Pat,
come on, pull the plug. Now, come on. Let's get out of here.
Come on.
Hey, where are you?
Quick, man!
What are you up to? I know who you are. I saw you. Come back here.
Give us a bloody drink, will you? Hey, you! Give us a bloody drink!
That's enough, Tomo! Out! Come on!
Get your bloody hands off me!
I said out!
Oh, I want an... Ah! Yeah.
Bloody hands off! You break my arm!
Come back in the nightclub!
What's the matter with you lot then? Anybody else fancy their chances?
Hello? Mrs. Thompson? I saw them. I know who they are. Hello? Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
So pleased that you were able to come.
Lovely, thank you.
And I'm so sorry about Ronnie.
A policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Ronald,
have a safe journey home.
Yes, don't run into any of my lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ronnie.
Where did you find them?
You were very rude.
Well, you can't be rude to people like that.
I was so embarrassed.
Pipkin. He called her Pipkin all night long.
There was one moment when I thought...
Mind you, she's built like 4 pints of Guinness.
From the moment you came home...
Where on earth did you find them?
Alice...
Pipkin?
Alice is secretary of the golf club and she's supporting my membership. And she's a lot of fun.
Oh, a barrel of laughs.
I admit that he was a bit slow.
And not when it came to knocking back my claret.
And you were rude there, when he asked where it came from.
Well, it does. It does come from France. That's about all the new information he was capable of taking in at one go. Well, I'm relieved I missed the rest of the evening.
It's not a real problem, is it? At work?
No. No, whenever the media are sniffing around, there's going to be a panic of sorts. The trick is not to let them know you're panicking.
You are free tomorrow.
Come hell or high water. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
What on earth possessed you to give them the Pomerol?
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. Swank. I wanted to show off.
Has he drunk the lot?
Not quite.
Is there any Stilton left?
Yes.
Good. Then what do you say we open another bottle and to hell with the washing up?
Oh, no, I was so nearly out of that door. Dead.
Looks like it, Sarge. In a bad way.
Is there nobody else?
I don't know. You were here.
Ambulance?
Oh, yes.
Who is she?
Don't know, Sarge.
What do you mean? Somebody must know.
It's the gantry, Sarge.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about the gantry.
You have to see it to know it.
Who's there now?
I put out in all cars.
Oh, good. Get me some transport.
Right.
Oh, and phone Inspector Coleman. He's at home. Tell him I'm on my way to the scene. I think he should get down there. I've got a call of my own to make.
Yes, Sarge.
See why I should be the only one to have my social life ruined.
Hello, is Inspector Coleman there, please?
Kathy, it's Fred again. Something's cropped up.
Oh, why did it have to be us?
It's a dead woman.
But one more or less on the gantry ain't going to be missed. Oh,
you just keep your head down, Terry.
Yeah, you shouldn't be here. You remember that.
Hey, ambulance has beaten us to it.
Oh, God, I hope they haven't trampled all over the place.
Right. Go on, Terry.
God, they have, you know. They're taking the bloody body away.
I'll have a word.
What can I do?
You just keep out of the way.
Yeah, excuse me. Can I have a word?
Where do you think you're going?
Evening, Constable.
What do you think you're up to?
She's still alive.
Oh, what's happened?
Bad head injuries.
Well, did it?
Jack the Ripper, how do I know?
Look, I hope you haven't been tramping all
Don't
over the...
Don't tell me my bloody job. My job's to save lives. You just find the bastard that did this, all right?
Take her away.
Thought she saw.
Right, who found the body? Well, come on. Who found the body?
Well, who is she? What about you, madam?
You're wasting your breath. I'll go inside.
No? So who found her, madam?
I did.
Good. And what's your name?
Baker.
And what's your Christian name?
Ma.
Ma. What's your real name?
Ma. I've always been Ma.
All right. Ma, you phoned the police?
I phoned the ambulance.
And they phoned the police? Did anybody see anything? Ma, did you see anybody? Well, how did you come to find the body? I mean, you didn't just wander into her flat for no reason and find her lying there dead.
She's not dead.
Who are you? Well, what's your name?
Black Man.
Look, don't try and be clever with me. A woman's been murdered.
She's not dead.
How do you know?
Ambulance man.
Right, leave this to me. You make sure nobody goes into that flat.
This lady found the body.
Okay. Now, you. What's your name?
Black Man.
Now listen to me, you. Don't you try it on with me, because I don't like you or any of your kind. Do you understand that?
My name is Blackman, officer. Josiah Blackman. And just what is it you don't like about me, officer?
Oh, I see. Some kind of lawyer, are we? Amnesty International, is it? Well, I'm not that stupid, Mr. Blackman. All I'm saying is that I don't like you or any of your kind that live on the gantry. You're rubbish. So tell me, Mr. Blackman, where do you live?
On the gantry, like you said.
And any other smart-ass remarks, and I'll book you for obstructing the police in their inquiries. Anything else you want to say before I bang you inside for the night, what I think of something that'll stick? So, do we understand each other?
Oh, we understand each other, officer.
So, where do you live?
Right here, officer. I would invite you in, but I've got kids, and you've got to be so careful who they mix with. On the estate.
Okay, Black Man. Did you see or hear anything tonight?
Nothing.
You live next door, and you didn't hear anything? No screams, nothing?
She gonna be all right.
What do you care? You're telling me you didn't hear anything?
Listen, officer. Everybody here just minds their own business. I don't know anything about anything. As far as I'm concerned, they was just nice, quiet neighbours like everybody on the gantry.
Evening.
Yes?
Sergeant asked her CID.
Oh,
tell me.
A body found in there. She's been taken away.
What?
No, apparently she was still alive. I don't know who's been coming and going in there. There looks to be a footprint on the carpet. Blood. Probably the ambulance man.
Who found her?
She did.
What was her name, love?
Come on, Ma.
Terry, what are you doing here?
Evening, Sarge. Come on, Ma. Tell the sergeant what you know.
Marge Thompson.
Thompson?
You phoned the police.
Excuse me, Sarge.
Ma phoned the ambulance, Sarge.
Yeah, excuse me, Sarge.
Yeah?
Well, Marge Thompson, Sarge. Husband must be Tomo Thompson.
Yes.
He's a real bad un. Got a record of violence. I saw him earlier on, looking like a man looking for trouble.
Where's he now?
Where's Tomo? Come on, you sullen bastards. Where's Tomo?
If only you hadn't taken the call cut.
It was your idea. A glass of wine, the Stilton, and you beside me for a quiet moment together.
Fred Astor's a bit cheeky.
Never mind. I shall enjoy a glass, and then I might settle down with Nureyev.
Hmm?
Rudolf. His biography.
Oh. He should have phoned me himself. You see, I can't argue with an uninformed constable.
There's your car.
I am truly sorry about this, Margaret.
I know you are, Ronnie. But I'm used to it. It isn't the first time a perfectly good evening's been ruined, and it won't be the last.
What? I'm talking about the wine. Once the cork's out, it won't be the same tomorrow.
Oh, like looking for a needle in a haystack. Want a polo?
Oh, thanks, mate.
Hey, Vic, that's him.
Where?
There, over by the wall. Are you going to get him?
Are you kidding?
Okay.
Evening, Tomo.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Sod off.
That's not nice, is it, Tomo?
Does that? You're breaking my bloody arm.
Not yet, Tomo. But we're taking you in for a chat. And if you don't come nice and quiet, then I promise you I will break it.
You got that?
I'd like to push your face into that wall. And there's two of us to swear you were resisting arrest.
All right. All right.
God, you stink. Do you know that, Tomo? You really stink. Bastard. There's a good lad. I knew you'd see it our way.
Ah, Inspector Coleman, sir.
Yes.
Sergeant Astor is expecting you, sir.
He'd better be. Where is he?
I'll let him know. It was me who phoned you, sir.
What?
It was me who telephoned. Sergeant Astor.
Well, you have an excellent telephone manner, Constable. Where is Sergeant Astor?
In the canteen, sir.
The canteen?
Yes, sir.
Is he? What are we running here? A social centre for retired detective sergeants.
Canteen. Desk. Warn Sergeant Astor that there's a Force 10 gale heading his way.
Yeah, no question that bastard Tom did it. Yeah, he did. Just depends when you can crack him or not.
Fred.
Good evening, sir.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Not at all, sir. Just having a cup of tea with the lads. Can I get you a cup?
No, thank you. Can I have a word?
Of course, sir.
My office?
Hmm. Right, see you later, lads.
Yes, sir.
Cheers, sir. You finish them chips.
You've got a murder.
Probably.
Probably?
Intensive care, but she looks doubtful.
Yeah. I digress for a moment, Fred. If I were to say to you Pomerol 1983, what would you say?
I'd say it's not a particularly good year. Easy to pay over the odds for a wine like that.
Are you having me on?
If you've got any, it's best to drink it as soon as possible.
Yeah, but that's my point, Fred. I was going to drink it straight away. I just taken the cork out when your message arrived. It'll be undrinkable by tomorrow.
It wasn't very drinkable before you took the cork out, sir.
Really?
You'd do as well to offload it on some undiscerning guest.
Oh. Well, that's made me feel a little better. I didn't realise you knew about wines, Fred.
I don't, sir. I do know that I was told we'd a murder on our hands, and knowing we have a television crew arriving on Monday...
All right, I'm sorry,
I thought
Fred.
You'd want to be here.
You should have phoned me yourself.
I had a number of calls of my own to make. Besides, it's more difficult to be irate with an unsuspecting constable than it is with me, sir.
So, what have we got? Not a murder.
At the moment, we have a woman who's been badly beaten around the head and shoulders. The hospital will keep us informed.
Do we know who did it?
I'm holding the husband. He has a record. Those two lads in the canteen brought him in.
Have you questioned him?
Waiting for you, sir. He was very drunk.
When will he be fit?
I would imagine about now, sir. Surprising what strong coffee and fear will do.
Well, where did all this happen?
In our own home. An estate called The Gantry. Bad area, apparently. That's his file, sir.
Peter Thompson, known as Tomo. Good grief. Probation, bound over to... Why's nobody banged him inside for a very long time?
Don't ask me, sir.
What else is happening?
I've got a team making inquiries door to door. I'm not hopeful.
Why not?
They don't like coppers. The wall of silence. We're the enemy. You know how it is, sir. No matter how bad it is, you don't talk to the law. Settle it amongst yourselves or not at all.
Stupid.
Can't always blame them, sir. The mistrust is mutual. Take that Dave Cork.
But who's he?
One of the wooden tops who brought Thompson in. Bad attitude. He hates them and he lets them know it. Doesn't help.
Not one of ours.
Cars. He was in the canteen.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I left Terry Trench down there.
Who?
He happened to be on the spot.
Happened to be on the spot?
He spends a lot of his spare time volunteering.
Constable Trench works on the desk and he doesn't do that very well.
Ah, you're not being very fair, sir. I know how you feel about him, but funnily enough, he was getting through to those people where Cork and Henning had failed.
So you left him in charge of the inquiry. If Constable Trench cocks up and that boy is too clever for his own good, my head will be offered up on a plate before Superintendent Beecham on Monday morning.
He'll be all right.
And I shall do my level best to ensure that yours is there as garnish.
Might be an opportunity to get rid of that Pomerol.
I'm not remotely amused, Fred.
No, sir.
If Constable Trench fouls up, somebody will pay.
Now, you couldn't have made a mistake.
I know what I saw. My eyes is still good enough.
Well, it was dark and they were running away from you.
I see them every day of my life. Young hooligans they are. Danny Field and his friend. They broke into the flat.
You saw them?
I told you, didn't I? What did you say your name was?
Constable Trench.
Bit of a gentleman, aren't you?
Well,
that's why I knew I could talk to you. Because I reckoned you would listen to me. And I said, I saw them.
Now, you actually saw them break into the flat?
No, I never said that. You're not listening. I saw them with the television set. I never saw them doing the breaking in, did I? But it's obvious that's what they must have done.
But the door wasn't damaged in any way.
Look, do you want my evidence or don't you?
Yes, but I have to make sure that what you tell me is right.
So now you're calling me a liar?
No, Mark...
Well, that's what you expect from coppers. I knew I should never have talked to you. Twist everything you say they do.
Look, Ma, I believe you saw somebody running off with a television set.
Danny Field.
Because there isn't a television set in the flat now.
And they mugged poor Mr. Jackman.
Mr. Jackman?
You never steal from your own kind. That's a rule of life. Steal from them as has it, not from them as don't.
Mr. Jackman was burgled as well?
They mugged him. Then they took his purse.
When was this?
Oh... Must have been about 8 o'clock.
So that was before you found Mrs. Thompson?
Oh, yes. 4 or 5 days before.
I'm not sure I understand. 5 days?
Tuesday night.
Look, Ma, I don't think this is important.
It is if you're Mr. Jackman. It is if you're an old person living on this estate.
But can we talk about tonight?
I hope you never live long enough to be old.
Can we get back to this Danny Field?
Well, that's kids today. They don't care. Robbing old people and now near killing Mrs. Thompson, all for the sake of a television set.
Now, we don't know that, Ma.
Do you know how much you get for a telly? 10 quid. There's a glut on the market. Now, the thing most kids is going for is the mobile phones. They nick them out of cars and you can get 100 for them. And nobody gets hurt. People with mobile phones are rich anyway.
Danny Field.
That's right. You going to arrest him?
Where does he live?
I don't know, do I? On the estate. You're meant to be the policeman.
I want another coffee.
I'm not running a cafe.
You've had enough coffee, Tomo.
I feel sick. I'm ill.
You've got a hangover.
I won't go home. You can't hold me.
I can hold you as long as I like, Thompson. Drunk and disorderly, causing an affray, resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer... That's enough to be going on with.
I want to see my wife.
Oh, you finally remembered her.
She's in intensive care, no visitors.
Not even her nearest and dearest.
Do you want to tell me about that?
I don't know anything.
You and everybody else on that estate, God, you make me sick. You haven't even got the sense to help yourselves. How can we possibly help you?
You? Bloody law.
Just keep it civil, Tomo.
Oh, yeah, sure. Keep it bloody civil. What do you know about anything? Living in your fancy bloody houses, while we live in bloody matchboxes. You go for a leak and everybody in the estate knows.
Oh, all right, Tomo.
Oh, yeah, it's all right for you. Bloody shanty towns. Where are you lot when somebody nicks your bike, eh? Or slashes your tyres? Or smashes your windows? Round the back of the houses taking a rake off from some black drug dealer.
Shut up, Tomo.
One of them tower blocks came down in Glasgow last year. Only one poor sod killed, so nobody bothers. You want to stop taking your cut off them and nick some of them cowboys who build them bloody places instead.
We're not here to listen to your problems, Thompson. Another time, another place. Right now, I want to hear about your movements tonight.
I went down the pub.
Which pub?
How do I know?
Well, you couldn't have been drunk all night long. Which pub?
I don't know which one I started in.
So you moved around?
I must have done.
I can find out.
Then you bloody find out.
I can waste a lot of time, and I can get very angry. Or you can help us in our inquiries by giving us some civil answers to some civil questions.
Bastards. Nearly broke my arm.
You'll have a lot more to complain about if you don't give me some answers.
Sir?
Where were you tonight?
I told you.
Which pub?
I was in a mall.
So you didn't stay in one?
I just said.
You moved around. When did you last see your wife?
I don't know. Before I went out drinking.
My colleague tells me he saw you earlier this evening looking fit to murder somebody.
Lying bastards.
Why were you so angry? Had a row with your wife?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, you went down to the pub. Which pub?
I don't know. The Wheat Sheaf.
How long were you there?
How do I know? I was drinking.
So, you left there. And you went to where? Which pub next?
Look, I go to the same pubs every night. I don't know which one.
You better start remembering. Because you had a row with your wife last night, and while you were wandering from pub to pub, somebody went round to your flat and beat the life out of her.
What you talking about? You said she was in intensive care.
On a life support machine, Thompson. And if she doesn't make it, then somebody is going down for murder. So tell me about these pubs. After the Wheat Sheaf. Where?
The Unicorn. Yeah. Yeah, it must have been the Unicorn.
What time?
I don't know. I were pissed.
Yes, I'll bet you were. So at what stage did you get drunk enough to pluck up the courage to go back to your flat and beat your wife's head in?
Sir, I didn't
Because I've had a look at your pathetic record of violence, and you're going to need a cast-iron alibi for every moment between the time you left your flat and the time your wife was found with her head smashed in.
Excuse me, sir.
I never done anything.
I hope you didn't, Thompson, because I think you did, and I'm going to prove it.
The Flagon. Yeah, I went to the Flagon. After the Wheat Sheaf.
The Wheat Sheaf? You said the Unicorn.
I meant the Unicorn.
Be certain, Thompson. Be absolutely certain, because I don't believe you. And I'm going to prove that you're lying.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
This is Sergeant Astor turning off this recording at 1:37. Could I have a word, sir? I'll send you in a coffee, Tom. You hungry?
We want to go home.
Constable, keep an eye on him.
Sarge.
What exactly do you think you're doing, Sergeant?
I'm sorry, sir. I was just going to ask you the same question.
Yes?
You can't conduct an interrogation like that. Not these days.
I know what I'm doing, Sergeant. He did it. That animal in there beat his wife to death, smashed her head in. You know he did.
For want of another suspect, sir, yes, I believe he did it. But you were browbeating him, sir. Anything you get out of him won't stand up 5 seconds in court.
It sickens me, Fred.
I don't exactly like it myself, but there's a required procedure we have to follow.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean him. God knows I can't stand thugs like him whining about the rotten hand that life has dealt them, but he's right.
That's not the point.
It's exactly the point. The whole system is rotten. Nobody gives a damn. He's right about those dreadful estates. Violence erupts out of despair, Fred. And that violence breeds violence in the children, and then into their children. There's no end to it until somebody changes the system, and we are left all the time to pick up the pieces. You don't believe a word I'm saying, do you?
No, I believe you, sir. I'm just a wee bit more cynical than that.
Oh, yes. I forgot that these are your people. You know them.
No, sir, they're not my people. I don't like them any more than you do. I probably like them less. You see, it's not the system. It's them. The estate I was brought up on wasn't a bad place once when it was new. Everybody had a lot of hope for it. The people on it turned it into a slum.
They were let down from the word go. No education. No decent job prospects. No hope. A life of squalor.
I'll go and organise a coffee for him.
I'll come with you. I could do with one myself. You think I'm talking rubbish, don't you?
Some of what you say is true, sir. I think my parents felt trapped sometimes. But only when they saw the things on the telly that everybody else seemed to have.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Fred. If people know they can never have these things...
My parents could never have earned the kind of money that... They never had the capacity as people.
I'm sorry, Fred.
No, sir. Most people on our estate were
quite happy with their lives. No responsibilities, good moan about the government, any government, few beers on a Saturday night. Crime of one sort or another was a way of life, and getting nicked from time to time was the chance you all took.
I'm not convinced.
They didn't want it any other way. But
I do promise to behave myself in future.
Sir.
Constable Trench, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm on the murder inquiry, sir. Sergeant Astor,
oh, yes, a straw to break the camel's back.
Excuse me?
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I was looking for you, sir.
Well, you found me, and not in the best of moods.
Oh? Nothing wrong, I hope, sir.
What is it, Constable?
Well, I found a witness.
You've done what?
A witness, sir.
Good grief.
What's that, Terry?
A witness, Sarge.
To the attack on Mrs. Thompson?
Well, not exactly...
Stop it there, Constable. I'm not interested in fairy stories. I've got a probable murder inquiry on my hands.
Just be precise, Terry.
Ma Baker.
Who?
An old woman called Ma Baker.
Not the mother of the notorious gangsters.
I thought that myself, sir. I'll run a check on her family later.
Yeah.
She found the body, sir. Get on with it, Terry.
Right, Sarge. She said she saw two young lads leaving the flat with a stolen television set.
What time was this?
About 10:30. She's not too sure. She wasn't checking time. Anyway, she recognised them.
Who were they?
Well, one was called Danny Field.
Have you found them?
I found Danny Field.
Well done.
Have you brought him in?
He wasn't home, sir. His mother didn't know where he was, but she said the other lad was probably a Patrick Welsh. They hang around together. She said he was a bad lot.
Damn. Well, what do you think, Fred?
Killing a woman for a television set.
Unlikely even by the standards of your estate.
That's what I thought, sir. I had a long chat to this Ma Baker, and I think she was just anxious to settle a few scores.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not certain she recognised anybody, sir. It was dark, and they were running away from her. She just doesn't like this Danny Field.
Unreliable?
Well, she's the sort that gathers the gossip, sir. I mean, she said the Black family to one side of the Thompsons are always complaining about the terrible rows they have. I reckon we should be looking for the husband, sir.
Thank you, Constable. I'll bear it in mind. What's happening down there at the moment?
Sergeant Anstice has organised a search for the weapon. Nothing in the flat, although somebody stepped in the woman's blood. Maybe whoever took the television.
I want those two youths found, Fred.
Sergeant Anstice knows where they live, sir. He's got somebody on each flat.
Good. Right. You'd better go home, Constable.
Well, I thought maybe...
Go home. Leave this to CID.
Yes, sir.
Trench?
Sir?
Well done. Nobody else has got anything out of those damn people.
Thank you, sir. I'm told it's the breeding, sir.
Or perhaps the arrogance.
He's very keen, sir.
So was Genghis Khan, and just as lovable. Do you think Thompson has had time to enjoy his coffee?
All right, Constable. Find yourself a cup of tea.
Excuse me, sir. The prisoner's been asking for a lawyer.
Has he indeed?
I'm entitled.
Of course you are.
I'm not having you bastards stick me for anything.
Do you have a lawyer?
Do me a favour.
Then we'll find you one.
I want a good one.
The best you can afford, Thompson. Constable, escort the prisoner back to his cell.
Right. On your feet.
I haven't finished my coffee.
You can finish it in the cell.
I have my shoes back.
No.
Find him somebody from the duty list, Fred. Then I suggest we both get our heads down for an hour if we can. Not a lot we can do until he gets here.
Well, morning, miss. What can I do for you?
I want to see whoever is in charge.
At the moment, miss, that's me.
I see. Hilary Smith, my card. You have a prisoner, Peter Thompson.
You are the lawyer.
You're very astute, Constable.
One moment, miss. Sarge, desk. I've got a Miss Smith. Lawyer. Yes. Right you are. Sergeant Astor's on his way, miss.
It's Hilary Smith.
I'm sorry, miss?
Hilary Smith, not Smith. Pamela Hilary Smith. And it's Ms.
Good Lord.
What are you holding him for?
Who's that, miss? Ms.
This man, Thompson.
No idea, Ms.
I hope it's not going to take long.
What's that, Ms.?
This Thompson business.
No idea, Ms. Oh, here's the sergeant now, miss. He may know a little more about it.
Miss Smith, Sergeant Astor.
Hilary Smith.
Hmm?
It's Hilary Smith, Sarge. Not Smith. Pamela Hilary Smith. And it's Ms.
Oh.
You're holding a Peter Thompson.
That's right.
Well, let's get this over with as quickly as possible. What charge?
Drunk and disorderly.
Sober by now?
Almost certainly.
Good. Then if there's no reason to hold him, what am I doing?
Assaulting an officer.
Witnesses?
You can bet on it.
I see.
And resisting arrest.
Same witnesses.
Right again, Miss Hilary Smith.
Right, let me see him.
Southend
I think
Central.
First you'd better see the inspector. Would you come with me?
Sarge, phone for you.
We are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, aren't we? Sergeant Astor? I see. Thank you for letting me know. Please keep me posted.
Where is it, Fred?
There, sir.
I had hoped to get an hour's sleep before this night was out, Miss Hilary Smith, but events seem to have overtaken even that modest ambition.
Inspector
so
Coleman...
So, please, understand if I'm less than receptive to legal quibblings about torts, habeas, corpus, civil rights, or trades descriptions acts, and just listen to what I have to say.
Believe me, Inspector, I find this whole business as distasteful as you. Frankly, I do not regard the misdemeanours of Peter Thompson as either financially rewarding or propitious to my progress towards the silk.
Why are you here?
We all have to take our turn in the sin bin. I just got unlucky. However, I have certain duties, and Peter Thompson has certain rights.
Peter Thompson has no damn rights whatsoever.
Inspector!
Since requesting your services, my men have been doing some sterling work. The murder weapon has been found.
Is my client implicated?
Up to his miserable neck. He used a milk bottle to batter his wife about the head.
Inspector, I must protect...
Oh, do shut up. His fingerprints are on the neck of the bottle, and two clear prints have been taken from larger fragments. The blood on the bottle will prove to be the same as his wife's. Forensic are working on his clothing, although no trace of blood has been found on his shoes.
Is he aware of this?
Not yet.
I shall have to see him.
Coleman, somebody to my office immediately, please.
I shall point to his record of heavy drinking, leading to outbursts of violence. I shall produce medical reports to show that he suffered blackouts. In short, I shall do everything to show diminished responsibility.
And on the other hand, we shall point to the attempted disposal of the murder weapon. There is blood on his outer clothing, and he has made efforts to remove it. He's tried to destroy any evidence that might implicate him, including returning to various pubs in the area, in order to establish an alibi. Oh, he knew what he was doing.
Oh, what the hell? Let them lock him away. I really don't give a damn about one more animal from the Gantry estate.
Sir?
Would you escort Miss Smith to Thompson's cell? Give her any assistance you can.
Yes, sir. Will you come with me, miss?
May I break the news to him?
Well, he's going
to
find out very shortly.
I shall advise him to plead guilty.
Don't reckon much on the counsel for the defence.
Fred, let's get out of here before that terrifying young woman gets back.
You didn't bother to mention my bit of news.
Your billet doux. No, I thought I'd let them both sweat a little longer. What exactly did the hospital say?
No more than that, sir. She's going to live. I can't yet say the extent of any possible brain damage, but there are enough signs to say she'll pull through. They'll keep us posted.
God help the poor woman. Fred, I am starving, not to mention dying for a drink. There is a serious case to be made for 24-hour licensing laws. However, what does the canteen offer at this time in the morning?
Oh, I can do better than that, sir. I know a little place just around the corner.
Fred.
Not bad, eh, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Sam.
You starting early or finishing late?
Bit of each. Friend of mine, Ronnie Coleman. This is the governor, known as Salmonella Sam.
Ronnie, you in the same game as Fred?
Yes.
Well, as long as you leave my customers alone. Everything all right to breakfast?
All right. It was immoral.
What was wrong with it?
Everything.
carbohydrates, calories, and the cholesterol. Oh, it was magnificent. Margaret would have a fit if she knew. I don't think I've had black pudding like that since... Oh.
Good. I like a satisfied customer. Eat your way out of the recession is what I say. Mind you, it's not easy at the moment.
Well, you seem to be doing well enough.
Oh, the early morning truckers, they're always here. It's the nights. Used to get the tarts in, but they're all underage kids now, selling themselves to get the next fix. They don't eat. I had 2 kids in last night, sat for hours over 1 lousy mug of tea. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
They all seem scared. Do you know what I mean? These 2 last night, been some trouble upon one of the estates. They like to think they're tough, and the young tarts. But they're all scared out of their lives. And always trying to sell me something. I got a shed full of gear out the back. Though I suppose I shouldn't tell you. Another mug of tea?
No, thank you.
Not me, son.
Well, nice to have met you, Ronnie. Can't stand here all day. I've got a living to make.
Fred, what exactly is our game?
I told him I was dock security.
The way you're going, you'll be lucky to end up with even that. My dear, it's not a bad job. Quiet life.
You can't tell people you're a copper.
Well, this copper's on his way home. A couple of hours in bed, and then a lunch party, if I can ever manage to eat again. Type up the Thompson business before you go home, will you, Fred?
Yes, sir. I was just thinking it must be very nice to be an inspector. I think maybe I'll try for some promotion.
I would fight it at every turn, Fred. I need you far too much.
Ah, Inspector Kilman.
Oh, good morning, ma'am.
May I have a word?
Well, I was just
My
about to...
office, please.
She looks rather bleak, sir.
She can't do this to me. I'm Little Caesar.
Who?
Edward G. Robinson.
Well, whoever you are, I wouldn't tangle with Babs this morning.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Have you shaved this morning, Inspector?
I was on my way home when you caught me, ma'am. I have been here all night.
It doesn't look good. Imagine what this television director would think if he saw you like that.
The television director isn't coming until tomorrow. Tomorrow I will have shaved.
You should keep a spare razor in your office.
Yes, ma'am. Was that what you wanted to see me about?
I came in particularly early because I wanted to study your sergeant's report. I don't see it.
He has completed it. I'll have it sent up.
Then I glance at the incident book and I see there was some serious trouble last night.
Well, we thought it might have been serious.
But?
It's all sorted now. You'll have a full report.
Nothing that this television company...
No, ma'am.
Good. So there's no harm done?
No, ma'am. No harm done.
You really are not hungry, are you?
No. I'm sorry, Margaret. I must have gone too long without food.
Was it a very bad night?
Depressing.
Oh, poor Ronnie.
With so many other problems, why must people destroy each other?
Do you want to tell me about it?
No. I'm going to bed for a couple of hours, and then I'm going to enjoy this lunch, too.
I'll wake you at 11:30.
Mm. Oh, Margaret, that wine you served last night.
Yes.
The Pomerol, where did you get it?
Well, from our man in the village. It was very reasonable. Well, he said it wasn't a brilliant year.
Ah. Do you mean it wasn't mine?
No, of course not. I wondered why you were so tetchy. I know better than to raid your racks.
Oh.
Don't worry, Ronnie. There's no harm done.
No. No, of course not. No harm done.
No Harm Done, in the Coleman and Astor series, starred Stephen Thorne as Inspector Coleman and Joe Dunlop as Sergeant Astor. Margaret Coleman was played by Diana Bishop, Superintendent Beecham, Francis Jeter, and PC Trench, Nicholas Bolton. Tomo, Tony Osoba, Marge, Elaine Claxton, Mar Baker, Pauline Letts. Field, Dexter Fletcher, Welsh, Simon Schatzberger, The Girl, Deborah Berlin, and The Boy, Toby Jones. Blackman, Sidney Cole. PC Henning, Peter Aker. PC Cork, Matthew Morgan. The station policeman, Gavin Muir. Barman, David Jarvis. Salmonella Sam, Danny Schiller. Ms. Hilary Smith, Susanna Corbett. Coleman and Astor is written by Michael McStay. Theme music by Stephen Warbeck. The series producer and director was Jane Morgan.